Today on More to Life, when faith divides. Is your faith causing complications in your life or relationships? We'll help you find grace-filled ways to heal. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, when faith divides. Is your faith causing complications in your life or relationships? It's not supposed to, right? It's supposed to be smooth sailing.
Well, I'm not sure Scripture agrees with that, but we all think that's what it's supposed to do, right? Just make everything peaceful and wonderful.
Well, if that's not happening for you and faith is causing complications in your life or relationships, we want to help you find some grace-filled ways to deal and heal. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
You know, I think it's really true, especially for us as Catholics, when we are so blessed to be in the grace of God, even in the very presence of God, through the sacraments, through adoration. We can, especially in adoration, because it can give us so much time with the Lord, we have a tendency to enter in to a state of more peace in our lives, the feeling of that grace, the presence of the Holy Spirit, without all the noise and mayhem of life and relationships with other people in those moments. And we kind of walk away thinking, well, if I can be in this literal communion with God Himself, I'm sure all this grace will leave the church with me and go home and I'll get along great with my spouse and my children and my boss and my mother and my sister and all of these people in our lives. Problem is, we're all broken people in one way or another, and we're all doing battle with our own stuff, and often that spills into our relationships. And when we bring our faith into it in any way, when people even know that we're faithful Christians, they can often get riled and kind of not being very nice. And so it can confuse things and complicate things to be a Christian in this world.
Yeah, and it's just hard to live our faith in general, and it's even harder to know how to either live our faith around the people in our life or share our faith with the people in our lives. You know, and whether you are a recent convert or revert, I mean, and we do hear from a lot of folks who, for example, go through a parish mission or some ministry that's being offered at the parish, and they really experience kind of a Holy Spirit moment. And they want to go home and share that with their family, and then it kind of gets squashed. Or, you know, maybe you have been Catholic for a long time, but your family is not supportive, your friends are pushing back, and you're not quite sure how to manage those challenging situations. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, are your attempts to live your faith causing complications in your life or conflict in your relationship? Maybe you personally are wrestling with doubts, struggling to apply your faith to a particular challenge, or having a hard time discerning what God's calling you to do about a problem you're facing or a choice you have to make. Alternatively, maybe the people around you are pushing back against your attempts to live or share your faith. You know, your spouse isn't supportive of praying together or praying with the kids or even talking about the faith at home. your kids are pushing back against your values. Your teens are rolling their eyes when you try to share the faith, or your adult kids have fallen away and are not receptive to your attempts to share the faith or encourage them to live the faith they were raised in. Yeah, this just plays itself out in so many different ways. We want to help you figure out how to cooperate with God's grace to let your faith be the healing force that it's meant to be, even in the face of those situations where faith seems to be complicating things. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I know very personally what this feels like to go through. You know, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, I have often shared that I was the only Catholic in my immediate family, and even in some of my extended family. I did have Catholic relatives, including my dad, who all passed away when I was very young, so there was no support for the faith. My mother had been raised in a very difficult home that was half Catholic, half Protestant, in a time when that was actually a huge conflict for people, and it left a mark on her, and she really did not want to have anything to do with faith at all, and especially faith in the Catholic Church. And I was drawn back to the faith of my baptism that happened because of my dad, and became very Catholic. I will say that. Like, I went in with zeal and gusto, and God definitely provided supports for me so that my faith could grow. But in my own home, that was often confrontational. It was often undermined. It was often belittled. And I know how intensely difficult that can feel when you want to live for God, but you also want to live with the people you love in a peaceful way, in a way that unifies you. It can draw all sorts of conflict, but also all sorts of pain and internal struggle when you're dealing with something like that. There's a lot of ways to improve those situations and bring you peace. So give us a call today. Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that? And how could something like that possibly help me deal with the complications that faith can bring to my life and relationships? Well, you've come to the right place. So when he was Pope, St. John Paul asked a huge question. He said, if we looked at everything that God's given us, say from creation to scripture to salvation history and so forth, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and creating healthy, holy relationships? And that's what the theology of the body is all about.
And St. John Paul II's theology of the body had this wonderful focus in teaching us that the faith is not meant to be separated out from the rest of our lives. It really shatters that idea of, you know, you go to Mass at these times, and then the rest of your life has nothing to do with your faith. Rather, it's a lens through which we understand and integrate every part of who we are, physically, mentally, spiritually, and yes, even relationally. The theology of the body affirms that the human person is a unity of body and spirit created to love and be loved in the image of God. This vision helps us to see that faith isn't meant to complicate life, but to harmonize its physical, emotional, spiritual, and relational dimensions. While living our faith may sometimes lead to conflict, especially when our values clash with cultural norms or other people's expectations, the theology of the body reminds us that such tension often signals an opportunity for deeper integration, not division.
Well, that's right. And faith invites us to live authentically and love sacrificially, even when it's hard. Practically speaking, the theology of the body encourages prayerful self-reflection, to understand our motivations, respectful communication when tensions arise, and encourage us to ask, am I expressing the truth in a loving and responsible way? Am I honoring both my beliefs and the dignity of the other person in what I'm doing and saying? Am I acting in ways that challenge me and the people around me to be our best selves? You know, with the theology of the body as a guide, faith becomes a path to wholeness, helping us navigate life's challenges with integrity, grace, and purpose. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, are your attempts to live your faith causing complications in your life or relationships? Maybe you're wrestling with doubts, struggling to apply your faith to certain challenges, or having a hard time discerning what God's calling you to do about a choice you're making or a problem you're facing. Alternatively, maybe it's other people who are pushing back against your attempts to live or share your faith. Maybe they're upset with you because of your faith or values, or just the very fact that you even want to take time to go to church.
Truthfully.
We want to help you explore how to manage those times when faith and life don't seem to be working together the way we'd like them to. 877-573-7825.
And we see this all the time, don't we? Even when our faith and our values end up being linked with our political opinions, the way we raise our kids, all of these things can bring an awful lot of heat and criticism on us. Let's figure out how to deal with all of this in God's grace today. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you and we bring those situations where our attempts to follow you and live the faith that you've given us lead to complications, frustrations, and struggles in our life or relationships. Help us, Lord, to wrestle with the doubts that we face, the questions that we have, the confusion that we sometimes feel as we try to live our faith. Help us to wrestle with those things gracefully, in ways that allow us to stay connected to you and be open to your leading us step by step through those challenges. Help us also to live our faith in loving and responsible ways, so that even when other people are pushing back against our attempts to live or share our faith, we aren't tempted to just shelve our faith, but rather to turn to you for guidance on how to respond to those people and situations, so that in all things we allow faith to be an integrating force, a force that leads to healing and unity and peace inside of us and in all of our relationships. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled When Faith Divides. We're talking about those times when faith causes complications either in our own life because we're dealing with doubts or struggles or wondering how to apply our faith to a particular situation, or when faith causes conflict in our relationships, when people are pushing back about our attempts to live or share our faith with others. 877-573-7825.
Greg, we have an email here from Sarah, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. She said, our daughter finished sixth grade at the end of last year, and by the end of the year, she was always coming home grumpy and worn out. Several days a week, she would just come home and fall asleep. I feel like it's just a lot for her. She went to a Catholic Montessori-based school through fifth grade, and in sixth grade, we started public school for her because my husband said the Catholic school at the junior high and high school level just wasn't worth paying for. The school that she was in before this had a lot of creativity and a lot of outdoor time. But as soon as she moved into the sixth grade public school, it became very regimented with lots of work, and I know that at least two of her teachers were very harsh. I think we should let her homeschool. because it would give her time to really just focus on her education rather than navigating all the social things and the intense structure. My husband says it's time that she just learn to deal with it and adjust because this is what real life is like. And he basically shuts down any conversation about homeschooling. I have a month to try to sway him in my direction or to settle how I can help her to deal with his decision. How do we know which one of us is right? And that's Sarah in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for the question. So, I mean, I have concerns about the way you and your husband are relating around this issue, and particularly the way your husband seems to be disregarding your concerns. I'm so sorry. Hang on.
You have a real frog
in your throat
today.
I do,
today.
Yeah. Where I'd like to suggest you guys starting, I get the sense that your husband would not be open to this, but I'm going to propose it anyway, is you all praying together about this, and specifically being able to pray this way. You know, Lord, I know what's on my heart, and my husband knows what he wants, but help us to really figure out what it is that you want for our daughter and for our family, and help us to take care of each other while we work together to figure this out. You know, in Catholic marriage and in Christian marriage, we as husbands and wives, as mothers and fathers, aren't really in charge. God is, right? And it's our job to bring all of our decisions to the Lord and ask for his help in making the right decision to have the kind of family that he wants us to have. My concern in the way that your husband is approaching this is that he's kind of setting himself up as sort of the part-time pagan deity of the household.
I'm not sure it's that part-time either.
Where, you know, he has spoken and now everyone must fall in line with his will, as opposed to the two of you discerning God, or even the three of you with your daughter, discerning God's will for the next steps. So I want to encourage you to be looking at that piece of it. If he's not open to praying with you, then I still want to address the fact that this is an issue of respect. You know, this isn't a matter of the way you phrased it. Is he right or are you right? It's a question of how can the two of you work together to identify the solutions that really work for your whole family? And when discerning educational options for your kids, I always encourage parents to really reflect on what kind of family life they want to have and what environment leads to that potential. You know, when you go to a school, you know, what are the kids like there? You know, because your kid's going to look like those kids. And is that okay? Is that what you want? You know, when you go to a school, what kind of expectations do they have regarding homework, regarding extracurricular activities, all of that? And how does that facilitate or hamper your efforts to have the kind of family life that God is calling you to have? You know, I feel like each of you has sort of staked out positions based on your own personal ideas of what, quote unquote, should happen. But you haven't really discerned, either prayerfully or otherwise, what serves the kind of family life that you want to have. I will just, and we have to go here in a minute, but I will offer just one caution about the homeschooling idea. So Lisa and I are homeschooling parents all the way through high school for all of our kids. We've been involved in homeschooling circles and you know, worked with homeschooling families for decades. I will say that with homeschooling, one thing that people don't appreciate is whatever your family dynamic is, it's going to be ramped up 100-fold when you start homeschooling because you're always underfoot, always in each other's way. You don't get away from each other. So, you know, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, whatever your family dynamic is, it's going to be ramped up. And I'm a little concerned with the family dynamic that you've got that might not be in all of your best interests. It's something to definitely talk about. So, but you definitely need to have a family environment that's supportive of your desire to homeschool. Otherwise, you're going to burn yourself out very, very quickly. And faith is going to be an even bigger wedge issue in your relationship with your husband. So I'm going to encourage you to really talk about this with your husband in terms of what choices are really going to help us have the family life that we want to have, that we feel called to have. If he's open to praying with you about this, I'd encourage you to do that. If none of these things work and he continues to just say, it's my way or the highway, that's an issue that's really more appropriate for counseling because it's a failure of respect.
Yeah.
It means that I am willing to listen, you know, even if I don't agree with Lisa, I'm willing to listen to what's good and true and beautiful about the things that she wants and desires. And we can work together to figure something out that respects her needs and mine. I'm concerned that he is disregarding your needs or your concerns, and that's going to play out not just here, but in every other part of the relationship.
And you really want to do, as Greg said, because you want to make sure that he's not just being reactive. I've seen a lot of dads who are just like, I want my kid to grow up normal, so get them into a public school. And they don't really process what that's going to look like and who their children are going to become as part of the process. It could be positive. It could have drawbacks, but that's something to process together.
With that, I got to let you go, but if we can support you more in this, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about those times when faith divides. We'll also be joined by Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute, who'll be sharing some insights on how he helps folks manage times when faith is causing complications. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, when faith divides. Are your attempts to live your faith causing complications in your life or conflict in your relationships? Let's talk it out, 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. Father Loya, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you. Great to be here, as always.
Well, you know, you as a counselor, as a pastor, as an expert on the theology of the body, you often encounter either parishioners or other folks who are experiencing challenges when they try to live their faith in their daily lives. Where do you suggest that they start in addressing these kinds of challenges?
Well, one of the things I tell them is to, I call it, make God work for you. In other words, make your faith work for you. You have faith. Okay, how do you apply that to every situation? We have a tendency, as you were saying before, you know, it's almost like separated out. No, keep the faith. It's called the sacramental worldview. In other words, we look at everything, everybody, every moment through a sacramental worldview. In other words, how do we approach this through the eyes of faith? No matter how the other person is acting, what's going on, how do I approach with the eyes of faith? And what that would mean is something from the theology of the body. That's a central principle, which is so helpful. Ask yourself, okay, how can I be a gift of myself to this person in this moment or this group or this experience? What does that mean? It could be a very broad spectrum of things. You know, a gift is a very nice word. It's a pretty word. But it doesn't always necessarily mean something real sweet or nice. It means, what can I do? What does this person need from me in this moment? What would be best for them? And also remember this, especially when there's some strife, you are brother and sister in the Lord. Especially when I do this to a married couple, I said, before you were married, okay, you're married now, but you are a brother and sister in the Lord. You met that way, and you will always be that, aside from the marriage. How do you approach the situation as a brother and sister in the Lord? Always keep that in your mind, in front of your eyes, no matter what is happening. Make that gift to self. See that other person, the brother, sister, Lord. How does my faith ask me to approach this situation through faith? And also, there's something, and then you were touching on it just a moment ago, that often comes up where one or the other will think that the other isn't where they're at in their faith, so it becomes a problem. And what I tend to, and often, most commonly it happens with the wife. The wife will complain that maybe their husband isn't really where she's at with her faith. What I oftentimes have to tell her is that, okay, he may not be where you're at, but doesn't mean he doesn't have faith. He may have just as much, but also remember, theology of body comes in here. Men and women oftentimes approach faith differently, a little bit differently. Doesn't mean that one or the other doesn't have the faith. They just have a little different approach to it. So be patient with that. Try to see how one or the other does have faith. What is their approach? And if there is something that needs to be strengthened, okay, how can I be that? How can I do that with them and for them? So be very conscious of maybe how that person is approaching faith, if it's not exactly like yours, or maybe not in lockstep per se, but try to see where it's at and see maybe if there is something else you can do. So these are some of the things that I will work with especially with couples when they come to me with faith problems.
Well, Father, I want to thank you so much for those insights. And if folks would like to learn more about your work, I encourage them to go to Tabor Life Institute. That's TABOR Life.org. TABOR Life.org. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 about those times when your faith and your attempts to live it are causing complications in your life or relationships. 877-573-7825.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
What does the Catholic Catechism mean when it says Jesus teaches us to pray with filial boldness? Filial boldness means praying like the son or daughter that we are. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and you will, Jesus says. The key is the faith that does not doubt. Jesus was disheartened by his neighbors and his own disciples' lack of faith. He greatly admired the great faith exhibited by the Roman centurion and the Canaanite woman. Of what does the prayer of faith consist? It contains the disposition of the heart to do the will of the Father, a concern for cooperating with the divine plan. In Jesus, the kingdom of God is at hand. In addition to conversion and faith, Jesus calls us to watchfulness, attentive to Him who is and Him who comes, in memory of His first coming in the flesh and in hopefulness of His second coming in glory. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The Wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heartsick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see Him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Take a moment to measure your stress level right now on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 or 2 means you're completely relaxed. 5 means you've got some concerns, but you're mostly feeling good. At 8, you're getting angry. And at 10, you're feeling and acting outraged. This little exercise is something happily married couples regularly do. They monitor their emotional temperature so they can take steps to lower it before it gets too high. You see, when your temperature gets higher than a 7, cortisol and adrenaline flood your body, shutting down the rational problem-solving part of your brain. And when that happens, your response is likely to make the situation worse, not better. Happily married couples recognize this and take responsibility for regulating their own emotional temperature. They don't blame their spouse for their poor reaction. They realize they're the only one who can control that. If you struggle with regulating your emotional temperature, take heart in the fact that police officers, firefighters, and others have learned to control their response in really stressful situations, and you can too. To learn how, check out our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. Or, if you want more personalized, faith-filled help, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, when faith divides, is your faith causing complications in your life or relationships? We want to help you find grace-filled ways to deal with those challenges and heal from the frustration. 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next caller, we want to send out congratulations to another amazing EWTN radio partner celebrating an incredible 25 years with us.
The Guadalupe Radio Network has 47 stations serving Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, Alabama, Washington, Florida, and Virginia. We want to send out congratulations to our good friend Toya Hall and Sammy Rodriguez and their great team at the Guadalupe Radio Network from all your friends here at EWTN. We have a long history with Guadalupe and love all the folks there and all the listeners to the Guadalupe Radio Network. But folks, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station with your prayers, for sure, but with your dollars as well, so we can keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades to come and keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life.
Remember, it is with God's grace and help that all of you have built the EWTN Radio Network, including all of our wonderful radio partners. And as Greg said, we've watched Guadalupe Radio Network and many, 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 many other members and partners grow from an idea to something that is transforming their area and the world because the wonderful listeners see that God is using it and want to support it. So please remember to do so for your local partners of EWTN Radio and EWTN Radio itself. We thank you for all of your support, and we congratulate Guadalupe Radio Network for all of their wonderful years with us.
25 years, it's amazing. Well, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, When Faith Divides, Are Your Attempts to Live Your Faith Causing Complications in Your Life or Conflict in Your Relationships? Maybe those difficulties are more personally related, for instance, you're not sure how to deal with particular doubts you're wrestling with, going through a spiritual dry spell where you're wondering where God is, you're struggling to apply your faith to certain challenges, or even just having a hard time discerning what God's calling you to do about a particular choice or problem. Alternatively, maybe the people around you are pushing back against your attempts to live or share your faith with them. Or maybe they're upset with you because of your faith or values. Whatever the challenge is, the reality is that faith does complicate life sometimes. And we want to help you explore ways to manage those times gracefully and find ways to heal. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we had a call from Miriam, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. She had to drop off because she got to her encounter conference that she is going to be attending. But she said her family, while they're all Catholic, don't understand why she goes above and beyond in her faith, like going to this conference or going to adoration. Anything outside of Sunday Mass is foreign to them, and it seems to be putting sort of a rift between them and hurting Miriam's heart.
Sure, that it wasn't so much that it's causing arguments with her and the rest of the family, but that maybe a rift, some distance, as the family kind of pushes back against Miriam for being kind of, you know, crazy about her faith.
Well, and also, you know, for any of us who are relating to what Miriam said, even if people aren't attacking us, when we are in love with God, when we are filled with our faith, with the Holy Spirit, and those we love the most aren't on that same wavelength, it can really hurt our hearts because it makes us feel lonely and it makes us feel like we have something so wonderful to give to them and they're not willing to accept it. So it can create a lot of internal conflict for us as well as relational conflict.
Now, Miriam, it wasn't able to, she had to go before she was able to say whether, when she says her family, whether that means her husband and children or her extended family. So I'm going to speak to both of those things in my response here. First of all, Miriam, I want to commend you on your commitment to the faith and
yes.
your willingness to go above and beyond. And you know, the thing is, people who aren't on the same in the same spiritual place as we are, often tend to think of faith, and this applies to both Catholics who are kind of, you know, Sunday Mass going Catholics, and other people who aren't in the faith at all. They have a tendency to think of faith as either an obligation, you know, we go because we have to go, or as a hobby. You know, well, that's nice that you're into that and all, but, you know, I don't really see the difference between that and, like, golf or anything else.
Oh, goodness, you're
well,
right.
Well, no, that's true, right? It's like,
but,
let's, you know, go ahead and you enjoy that, but don't be crazy about it, is sort of the message that we get. Like, you know, and if we were trying to, you know, talk about our love of golf all the time or our love of, you know, whatever all the time, people would treat us the same way. They don't appreciate that faith isn't a hobby or an obligation. It's a way of life. That when we're serious about our faith, it's not just about fulfilling an obligation, or, you know, doing something that for whatever reason, you know, rings our bell. It's about really learning how to live for Christ and to be a new creation through His grace. And so going, quote unquote, above and beyond just the basic obligations is really a witness to your efforts to do exactly that, you know, to place the faith at the center of your life and learn what it means to live as a Christian disciple in the world. Now, if the people who are pushing back are your spouse or your kids, one thing I would suggest to you there is really look at whether the way you're trying to live your faith is shortchanging your husband and your kids in some way. Now, I'm not suggesting you don't live your faith. I'm not saying you shouldn't spend time doing the things you're doing. But we have to be careful because sometimes what will happen, you know, as we fall in love with the Lord, we fall in love with the church, we want to spend so much time there that we don't give what's due to our primary relationships with our spouse and our kids. And they can feel like we're abandoning them. And like it's a competition for our hearts. And I want to make sure that the way you're living your faith is not doing that, right? I I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to conferences or you shouldn't go to adoration. What I'm saying is you want to make sure that you are having conversations with your spouse and your kids about the kinds of rituals you create for working, playing, talking, and praying together, ideally a little bit every day, but certainly throughout the week. You know, how are we anchoring times where we really connect as a couple and as a family, and how am I honoring those times? Because that's part of your spiritual life as well. You know, as Catholics, we often think that spirituality is something that happens outside the house. It happens at church or when we go to churchy things, but really we're called to live our faith at home, primarily in our domestic church. And having those strong rituals of connection around working, playing, talking, and praying together is an important way that we live out our prophetic call of baptism by witnessing to how Christians do all the stuff that people do all day: work and play and talk and pray. And so making sure that you are having those rituals with your family that give you the time that you need to build your relationship with your spouse, build your relationship with your kids. And that is part of your spiritual walk, and the most important part, in fact. So make sure that you're doing that. If it comes to pushback from, say, the rest of your family, parents, siblings, whatever, friends, in those cases, again, I think it's fine to just clarify, look, you know, I'm not saying that you have to do anything. I'm not judging you for not sharing the faith the same way I do. But what I am saying is, for me, my faith isn't an obligation, and it's not a hobby. It's a calling And I really,
and it's a joy.
And it's
a,
and I feel God saying to me that He wants me to place my faith at the center of everything that I am and everything that I do. And so I go above and beyond so I can learn how to do that. You know, so I can really reflect, have the time that I need to reflect on what God's calling me to do in my life and relationships and how God is calling me to live and to get the support that I need to do that. And I would love to be able to share that with you. I'd love for you to support me in it. I'd love to, you know, be able to share that with you. But I at least need you to respect what I'm trying to do here, that this isn't just some obligation, some box I'm checking, or some hobby that, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I like to do. But this is really the center of who I am and the center of what I'm called to be. And that's why spending time in these ways is important to me. So as you live your faith, and as you're continuing to reflect on making sure that you're giving your relationships their due, as I was saying earlier, what you're going to see happen is that people who truly love you will come alongside of you and support you, even if they don't understand exactly why you're doing it. They'll want to be part of your life, and they respect you enough to see the truth and the goodness and the beauty and the things you're finding true, good, and beautiful. Other people will start to fall away, and that's okay. Even if they're, you know, cherished family members, because we can't drag people along with us. We have to follow God, right? That we have to. And we invite people to come along with us, and we try to follow God in ways that create space for other people to come along with us if they want to. But if they don't, we have to be willing to leave them behind. Not because we don't love them, not because we don't wish the best, not because we dislike them in some way. In fact, we often will grieve when that happens. But because the most important thing is following Christ. And you're not doing something wrong if a distance grows between you and the people who are not willing to follow and support you on your faith journey. So, Miriam, I just want to, again, commend you and your faithfulness, and ask you to reflect on those suggestions that I made as a way of kind of checking the way you're living your faith, but also being at peace with those who can't support you on your journey.
I just want to add here, this is definitely something that, you know, everything Greg is saying here is something that is absolutely positively obvious when you really pray about it in terms of you're living the life of a non-religious person. In other words, you're not a priest, you're not a sister, you're not a brother. You're somebody who's living a secular life, in quotes. But you have to really think about everybody who is living in a religious ordered life. Now, think about a priest. You know, he stands in persona Christi in the sacraments. He's called to a life of prayer, but he's also called to a life of real presence and service to the people he serves. And if we had a pastor at our church who never showed up for anything, was never available to talk to, never socialized with the people at the parish picnic or any other time, never did anything but show up for Mass, go back to his room and pray, he wouldn't be reaching people's souls. He wouldn't be meeting the needs that he was called in his priesthood to meet, not all of them anyway. And so we have to remember that every calling we have to follow God, to stay immersed in the Holy Spirit, to live for Him and love Him, needs to incorporate the work we do with other human beings in the world and to live His love out in the world. So realize that it's not one or the other. It's very much a continuum of you fill yourself up with the Lord, and then you go love the people that God's asked you to love and serve.
But assuming you're doing that, if people want to distance themselves from you as a result of that, they're not just rejecting you, they're really rejecting the grace that God is putting in your life, and you have to let them go. And you wish them well, and you pray for them, but you have to let them go. So, Miriam, thank you so much for the question. And if there's more that we can do to support you in your faith journey, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life.
And have a blessed and wonderful time at that Encounter Conference. We know folks who are coming all the way from Australia for that conference right now. And we pray the Holy Spirit just blesses you all and just gives you so much of God's love together.
Amen. 877-573-7825. The show today titled, When Faith Divides. Is your faith causing complications in your life or relationships? We want to help you find grace-filled ways to respond to those challenges. Give us a call. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, coming to us from Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
And, you know, I picked this verse because I think it speaks to the temptation that we all face, that when people push back against our attempts to live or share our faith, we think that maybe we're doing something wrong because they're unhappy with us. And again, as we've been sharing throughout the program, as Father Loya talked about, you know, we do always want to make sure that we're praying about our approach. You know, am I living my faith or trying to share my faith in a way that enables me to be my best self and charitably and invitingly challenges the people around me to be their best selves too? But if I am doing that, you know, if I really believe that I am living and sharing my faith in ways that respect others and enable me to be my best self, then I need to do that. I need to keep doing that. And if people get upset with me about it or they distance themselves from me because of it, I need to be willing to let them go, because there's nothing more important than placing Christ at the center of my life and ordering my life and relationships around that call and around that attempt to be a fully formed Christian disciple. So that's Romans 12:2. Be transformed by the renewal of our mind, not conformed to this world. More to Life will continue with your calls about those times when faith causes complications on our show titled When Faith Divides. If your faith is causing you challenges in your life, you know, whether that's questions about what God is calling you to do about a particular situation, or you're wrestling with doubts or struggling to know what your faith is kind of encouraging you to do in a particular situation, or if people are pushing back against your attempts to live or share your faith. We're here for all of that and more. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. The day's show is titled When Faith Divides. Are your attempts to live your faith causing complications in your life or conflict in your relationships? Whether you're wrestling with doubts or struggling to apply your faith to certain challenges or having a hard time discerning what God is calling you to, or people are pushing back against your attempts to live your faith, we are here to help. 877-573-7825.
Greg, I have an email here from Mary Catherine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. She said, my husband and I have been married for 2 years, and he was a church-going Catholic when we got married and was always willing to go to different talks with me and was going with to, excuse me, I can't read this today, and going with me to Mass every Sunday when we were dating. When we got engaged, we went through marriage prep and learned about natural family planning. And he said it was fine. Well, now that we have a 4-month-old and are postpartum and my cycles are confusing, he's pressuring me to go on birth control at least till the baby is older and my cycles even out. Resenting the pressure he's putting on me because it seems like it's all about me. He's betraying everything we said we would do, and I'm feeling used and angry. What can I do about this? And that's Mary Catherine in Pennsylvania.
Well, Mary Catherine, thank you so much for the question. And you know, I want to speak more broadly, just to begin with, about the role of natural family planning in Christian marriage, because you know, even faithful Catholics seem to understand or think of NFP as something you only do when you want to avoid having children. And I just want to speak to that first and then kind of zero in on what you're specifically talking about here. You know, the way I like to talk about NFP and the way we talk about it in our book, Holy Sex, is that it's an essential part of married spirituality. Because it's really about placing God at the center of everything, and including the most intimate part of our life. You know, NFP isn't about having children or not having children. It's information that allows us to do either. And it's a call to come to God every day as a couple and say, okay, Lord, this month are you saying that it's time to add another member to our family? Or are you saying that you're asking us to work on the family that we already have to increase the unity and the communion that exists there? And it gives us, NFP gives us the information to bring to God our physical, emotional, relational signs, if you will, and ask him what he wants us to do for our family. So it's not, quote-unquote, just a legitimate or licit way to space births or avoid pregnancy. It's the process of discerning what God is calling us to in terms of our family size and dynamic.
Yeah, it's what it really is a call to prayer and discernment. Just as we would do something, say, Lectio Divina, where we look at a scripture and we meditate on that and we see what God's calling us to and enlightening us with. All of these physical signs that we get through natural family planning is simply like that, kind of analogous to that, where we look at all of this and it's just part of our couple prayer life, where we're asking God, okay, this is where we're at. Lord, what do you want us to do with this information? What is your will for us as a couple today, this month, as a family? So it's really a prayer form. And if you haven't been praying through this every day of your 2-year marriage, this is what you should be doing, and this is what it's calling you to. And it's very unlikely that a couple is doing that together, that somebody just jumps off and says, I'm freaking out, this is really scary, I'm going to go in this direction. They may have those feelings, but they'll come to their spouse and say,
we need to pray through this together and see what God wants us to do.
So on a practical side, I want you to get in touch with the Couple to Couple League.
Yes.
We like them because they have a consultation service that allows you to really learn how to handle postpartum signs. They will review your charts.
A lot of support in many areas.
So it's the Couple to Couple League. Check that out. But in terms of the conversation with your husband, I'd really encourage you to download the podcast because we're running out of time. And share this with him so that he can understand that NFP isn't just about having or avoiding pregnancy. It's about really ordering the most intimate part of your life and discerning together what God's calling you to. And that would be a real shame to lose that in addition to all the other moral issues that go along with
And when you have that deep prayer life together, neither of you will feel used.
You can learn more about all of this through our book, Holy Sex, or our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which talks about this kind of prayer life that we're discussing and how to bring God into every part of your relationship. And folks, if you are struggling with situations where your faith is causing complications in your life or relationships, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll help hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, or personal life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.